I want to speak to Ron Del Nevo, who has an interesting job. He's the European Director of the ATM Industry Association. And the ATMs are never far from the news here in this part of the world, with so many robberies north and south, most of them using a stolen JCB or digger. Ron, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
First question, because I've been misguided on this every time I ask. Whenever these people steal an ATM, how much money is likely to be in a standard ATM at a filling station in a small village or along a country road?
Well, it's not like winning the Euro Millions, and it's not like buying a pint of milk. There are thousands of pounds in ATMs, but I don't want to go into exactly how much money, because to be honest with you, it sometimes encourages me too criminals to have a go. So let's just say, obviously, there's a significant amount of cash in ATMs. That's why we have them, to make cash available to the public.
But just to give me some clarity, because I've heard anything from £10,000 to £120,000. Which figure is more accurate?
Well, they're sometimes less than £10,000. Many ATMs in Ireland are actually filled by the merchants, and they only put a few hundred pounds in at a time. Others have thousands of pounds in, and it's quite likely that a through-the-wall ATM will have more than £10,000 in it. Let's just put it that way.
Why do we not have a system that dies the money? Lots of people asking that. So the robbers find the money's worthless whenever they put the digger into it.
Well, there are over 2,000 ATMs in Northern Ireland, and many of them have been in for many years, obviously. So there are systems, there's dye systems and tracking systems and so on, but to retrofit those systems to every ATM would be an incredibly expensive job, and obviously, who wants to pay the bill for that? The second thing is, of course, that we don't know from these robberies that have been carried out in Ireland whether the criminals have been getting cash that's been ruined or not. There may well have been dye in some of these ATMs, but the criminals just go on robbing because that's what they do. The only way we put them out of business is by putting them behind bars.
Could we put tracking devices on the ATM so as there'd be a GPS version that you could follow, the police could follow whenever they make their getaway?
I think, well, it's not as simple as the police following. You usually need to have somebody who works with the company supplying the tracker to do the final tracking with the police. But that is happening in parts of the UK, and I think it's starting to happen in Ireland as well. There are some very, very good tracking devices, and I believe that when we get full use of those and full cooperation between the companies involved, the ATM operators and the police, we'll see a higher percentage of these criminals caught earlier.
Do you expect the ATMs now generally to be rehoused inside stores? Every store that's hit will rehouse it inside, so therefore you'll not have 24-hour access to it. Is that the way of the future, or indeed will some shops decide they don't want an ATM because they're less likely to get a bulldozer put through their gable wall?
Well, I hope that shops don't decide that they won't have an ATM. In my experience, when I was running an ATM operator, the shops always wanted the ATM to be put back in, but there is no doubt it is horrible and costly for shopkeepers and local communities when their ATMs are hit. So I do think there will be more of a move to having ATMs inside shops, and indeed we've seen that already especially in the south, actually, of Ireland. So I do think we'll see more of that. But it would be a pity if communities can't have 24-hour access. So I think we all need to up our game here. The contractors who own the vehicles that are used need to up their game. They need to properly safeguard those vehicles and immobilise them. Well, the communities that the ATMs are in need to work. I was suggesting last week, we need ATM watch, like we have neighbourhood watch, to keep an eye on those ATMs because they're important to local communities. We need the businesses that have the ATMs, we need the ATM operators, and we need the police all to up their games, bringing in superior tracking devices, as we talked about earlier, and so on and so on. And if we all work together, let's not blame one party for this. It's not one party's fault. We all work together in that way. We can beat these criminals, put them behind bars, keep our ATMs and keep our cash.
Do you expect the police to be keeping a watchful eye on ATMs that have a building site close by? I was at an ATM in the countryside yesterday, and I was just looking at how vulnerable it was, and I was looking down the road. There was a building site not that far away. No diggers on it, but the diggers, I suppose, come and go. And I was thinking, I hope this isn't the next one that's hit.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure, the police are, and the police have told me that they are, you know, keeping an eye. But it's not just the police. As I said earlier, the companies responsible for these building sites have to be, you know, taking even more precautions. I know in a perfect world, you'd love it if they could simply leave the vehicles at the weekend and everything would be fine. But we're not in that perfect world. We've got these criminals stealing the vehicle. So, yeah, the police need to be keeping an eye, but the contractors need to be doing a better job as well. And equally, the public, you know, you saw no diggers on that building site. But if you happen to be out walking the dog at 12 midnight and you saw one of those diggers leaving a building site, well, the chances are that's not, you know, legitimate. That's probably a criminal at work. So get on the blower to the police and make sure they know that something's happening.
And one final point, Ron, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in the Republic of Ireland, at one of the St. Patrick's Day parades, they actually had a float in the parade that had a lorry with a digger on the back of it and an ATM machine mocked up in cardboard, looking like as if the bucket of the digger was pulling the ATM machine out of the wall. We also have locally made videos of adults arriving on toy JCBs at the ATM machine, saying to the person who's standing at the ATM, hurry up, hurry up, I've got to get my money out. And obviously they're going to attempt to take it out with a toy JCB that they're riding on, a little toy that a child would peddle. What do you think of the people who are cracking jokes about this?
Well, the Irish have got a great sense of humour, but to be honest, I think we ought to put humour on the long finger at the moment and concentrate on catching these criminals. So, yeah, people will have their fun, but this isn't fun any longer. These criminals are threatening local businesses, they're destroying local communities, they're causing dangers to the public. So let's put the humour, as I say, on the back burner for a while, catch the criminals, and then we can laugh when they're behind bars where they deserve to be.
Okay, Ron Del Nevo, thank you very much, European Director of the ATM Industry Association, letting us know just how seriously all of this is being taken and indeed how big an issue it is. Ron, one final question, if you're still there, because it's something I did mean to ask you. Is the robbing of ATMs widespread across Europe like this?
Yeah, there are problems everywhere in Europe, but the good news is that, you know, we're getting better and better at catching these criminals. I was talking to a security company the other day, and they were saying to me that one of their tracking devices was in use, and the criminals had got anti-tracking, you know, blocking devices in their cars, in their houses and so on to try and block the tracker. It didn't work. And those were the criminals from Liverpool that were put behind bars for between 15 and 20 years. So, yeah, the criminals are out there. They're not going to retire. It wasn't ATMs they were robbing. It would be jewellery shops. It would be liquor shops and so on. So we just need to catch them and put them behind bars.
Okay. Ron, thank you.